Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An armed man reported for trespassing who made contact with Soldotna Police, Kenai Police, and Alaska State Troopers over multiple incidents on Monday night was ultimately arrested when he assailed a person and attempted to steal their car. Officer Brian Hahn of the Soldotna Police Department contacted Christopher Stroh, age 38, of Kenai just before 10 p.m. Monday night to notify him of multiple trespassing complaints levied against him earlier in the evening and deliver instructions not to return to those places of business. Stroh was walking on the bike path along K Beach Road near the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex. Upon contact, Stroh, who was described as highly agitated, began walking away. At the same time, he produced a fillet-style knife in one hand and gestured with his middle finger at Officer Hahn. With no active crime being committed, Hahn decided not to engage Stroh, who has multiple priors, further. Deeming his immediate personal safety concerns too great and the level of the reason for contact too low. About an hour later, just before 11 p.m., Soldotna, Alaska State Troopers received a 911 call from a complainant reporting a male had brandished a knife and was attempting to steal his vehicle as he was leaving a gym on K Beach Road. The assailant also claimed to be in possession of a handgun. The victim fled the area in his car as the assailant gave chase. Soldotna Police, Kenai Police, and Alaska State Troopers all responded to the call. The description provided matched that of Stroh, who was located in a nearby parking lot shortly thereafter by Alaska State Troopers. Stroh refused to comply with law enforcement commands and made a statement about going on the offensive. After multiple uses of a taser proved ineffective, troopers were forced to take Stroh to the ground and use pepper spray to subdue him. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. A Tennessee couple visiting Alaska has gone missing, and a search and rescue operation is now underway. The Fairbanks Police Department contacted Alaska State Troopers on August 12th, requesting assistance on a missing persons case that originated in their area of responsibility. 50-year-old Tennessee resident Jonas Baer and 37-year-old Tennessee resident Cynthia Havasapien were visiting Alaska and missed their return flight home. After they failed to contact any family, the couple was reported missing. Fairbanks police officers located the couple's baggage still at their Fairbanks accommodations. Alaska State Troopers and Alaska Wildlife Troopers began investigating leads across interior Alaska. On the evening of August 12th, troopers located the couple's vehicle at Chena Hot Springs Resort. Troopers launched a search and rescue operation in the vicinity and have been actively searching the area with helicopters, drones, ATVs, as well as professional search and rescue teams and canine search units. Search efforts are ongoing. With the candidate filing period now closed for all Kenai Peninsula Borough and municipal elections, the candidates have officially been set for the upcoming October races. In Soldotna, the mayoral seat, as well as two city council seats, are up for election. Though of those three, only council seat B is contested. Current Mayor Paul Whitney and council seat F holder Chera Wackler will be running uncontested. Council seat B incumbent Dan Nelson will be running for re-election against Garrett Dominic. All three elections are for three-year terms. In Kenai, the city is poised to elect two members to the city council. The incumbent council members on the ballot are Henry Nackstedt and Tia Winger, with challengers Glenice Petty and Philip D. Daniel adding their names to the ballot. Voters will select two of the four to the city council. For the Kenai Peninsula Borough elections, Mayor Peter Michicki, who is seeking re-election, will run unopposed. In the assembly, districts 2 for Kenai, 3 Nikiski, 5 Sterling, and 8 Homer have seats up for re-election. Find the full list of candidates by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.